आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू चेयर मीटिंग ऑफ द नेशनल बोर्ड फॉर वाइल्ड लाइफ एट सासन गीर इन गुजरात ऑन द ओकेजन ऑफ वर्ल्ड वाइल्ड लाइफ डे टुडे। Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate workshop on sustainability and circularity in the dairy sector in New Delhi today. BJP-led Delhi government to begin registration process for providing 2,500 rupees per month under Mahila Samriddhi Yojana from the 8th of this month. Zoe Saldana wins Best Supporting Actress Award for Emilia Perez at the 97th Academy Awards. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer outlines 4-point plan for a successful peace deal on Ukraine. And in cricket, India beat New Zealand by 44 runs to top Group A in the Champions Trophy to clash with Australia in the semi-finals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair a meeting of the National Board for Wildlife, NBWL, at Sasan Gir in Junagadh district of Gujarat on the occasion of World Wildlife Day today. The NBWL has 47 members, including the Chief of Army Staff, members from different states, representatives from NGOs working in this field, chief wildlife wardens and secretaries from various states. This board works for the promotion of conservation and development of wildlife and forest, with Prime Minister as its chairperson. The PM will also participate in the tree plantation at Singh Southern Campus in Gir. Mr. Modi will also flag off the patrolling bikes for the field staff for conservation and management of wildlife. The PM is also scheduled to interact with the eco guides, trackers and field staff. Before the meeting, Prime Minister is taking a lion safari in Gir National Park. A correspondent reports that Sasan Gir, the only habitat of Asiatic lions in the world, has witnessed a consistent increase in the number of lions as per the census conducted in 2020. The total population of lions in the Gir forest area is 674.
Currently, Asiatic lions inhabit approximately 30,000 square kilometers across 9 districts of Gujarat. The center and state governments have undertaken numerous initiatives to conserve these majestic creatures and protect other wildlife species. As part of the National Project Lion, a national referral center for wildlife is being established on over 20 hectares of land at New Pipaya in Junagadh district. Moreover, a high-tech monitoring center of wildlife tracking and state-of-the-art hospital have also been set up in Sasan to strengthen conservation efforts. The growth of ecotourism in Gir has not only contributed to wildlife conservation but has also transformed the livelihoods of thousands of local residents, fostering sustainable development in the region. Parna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the workshop on sustainability and circularity in the dairy sector in New Delhi today. The workshop will focus on policies and initiatives of the Ministry of Corporation and the Ministry of Animal Husbandry, Dairying and Fisheries, aimed at promoting sustainable dairy farming while ensuring economic growth and environmental responsibility. We have a report.
The workshop will witness signing of memorandums of understanding for the establishment of biogas plants across multiple states. It will have technical sessions on sustainable manure management models which convert dairy waste into biogas, compressed biogas and organic fertilizers. During the workshop, experts from National Dairy Development Board, industry and global organization will discuss ways to expand circular dairy practices, explore financing options, carbon credit opportunities and ways to energy solutions. It will also highlight the role of advanced technology in making dairy farming more efficient. With Pallavi, Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The BJP-led Delhi government will begin the registration process for providing 2,500 rupees per month under Mahila Samriddhi Yojana from the 8th of this month. During Delhi Assembly elections, BJP had promised to implement the scheme for the women from economically weaker sections once it will come to power. Speaking to reporters, Delhi BJP MP Manoj Tiwari said that within 1 month, eligible poor women will be identified and the process of the transfer of funds will begin soon.
ये हमारा वादा है, हम इसको पूरा करने जा रहे हैं. अभी हम उसकी कैटेगरी को रजिस्ट्रेशन करा करके फुलफिल करेंगे. हमें हर उपयुक्त व्यक्ति के अकाउंट में देना है, तो उसके लिए हमारी कार्रवाई शुरू हो रही है.
Delhi Assembly will today resume discussion on CAG report on the performance audit on public health infrastructure and management of health services relating to the period of AAP-led Delhi government. The report had been tabled by Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta in the Assembly on the 28th of February. The report covering the period from 2016-17 to 2021-22 has highlighted underutilization of funds during the COVID period, delays in project execution, and shortage of drugs and staff in city hospitals. The month-long budget session of Jammu and Kashmir Assembly will begin today with the address of the Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha in Jammu. We have more from a correspondent.
The LG will address the members of the Legislative Assembly at 10 a.m. and present the government's vision for the upcoming financial year. Extensive arrangements have been made to ensure the smooth conduct of the budget session. Security measures have been heightened around the legislative complex and essential infrastructure upgrades have been completed to accommodate the participants. The budget session comes at a time when the J&K administration is focusing on infrastructure development, welfare programs and policies aimed at boosting economic growth in the Union Territory. Chief Minister Umar Abdullah, who also holds the financial department, will present the budget in the Legislative Assembly on March 7. This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akashvani News, Jammu.
In Madhya Pradesh, farmers will now be provided permanent electricity connection for 5 rupees. At a Kisan Abhar Sammelan organized in Bhopal yesterday, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav said that this facility will be made available to farmers in the entire state in a phased manner. We have more from a correspondent.
Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav informed that the process of providing electricity connections at the minimum price is being started from the central region with immediate effect.
In kisano ke liye bijli ke connection sthayi nahi hai. Ab 5 rupaye mein pakka connection de denge. Aap to aavedan karo. Madhya kshetra mein to abhi chalu kar dena.
The state government will also provide 30 lakh solar pumps to the farmers in the next 3 years to make them self-reliant in the power generation. Under the solar pump policy, 10 lakh connections will be given every year. Not only this, electricity produced by the farmers from solar energy will be purchased and they will be paid in cash. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Zoe Saldana won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for Emilia Perez at the 97th Academy Awards in Los Angeles. After years of delivering powerhouse performances across genres, Zoe Saldana finally took home her first Academy Award. The emotional victory capped off an already stellar award season, with Saldana's portrayal earning widespread acclaim. As she took the stage to accept the golden statue, she burst into tears.
I am the first American of Dominican origin to accept an Academy Award, and I know I will not be the last. I hope the fact that I'm getting an award for a role where I got to sing and speak in Spanish. Thank you so much. Muchas gracias.
Meanwhile, Kieran Culkin took home the award for the Best Supporting Actor for A Real Pain.
Oh my God, that's crazy. I don't even know Mr. Downey, sir. Thanks for handing this to me. This means a lot coming from you. I have no idea how I got here. I've just been acting my whole life. It's just been a part of what I do. So I felt like this was never my trajectory. But however I got here, I know that Emily Gerson-Sains, my manager of 30 years, is... Because of you, thank you for being there. I lean on you for everything, so please don't go anywhere. I'd be completely lost without you. I love you.
Dune Part 2 won the Oscar for Best Sound and also took home the Academy Award for Best Visual Effects. Paul Tazewell, the costume designer behind the stunning wardrobe of Wicked, made history at the Academy Awards. He won the Oscar for the Best Costume Design. In his acceptance speech, the 60-year-old designer acknowledged the historic achievement and said that he is so proud of it. The Oscar for Best Documentary Feature goes to No Other Land. Notably, the film struggled to find a distributor in the US, but has now taken home the prestigious award. Meanwhile, Sean Baker's Anora won the Best Film Editing, while Conclave received the award for Best Adapted Screenplay. The Substance was recognized for Best Makeup and Hairstyling. The 97th Academy Awards are underway at the Dolby Theatre in Los Angeles. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer outlined a 4-point plan for a successful peace deal on Ukraine, stating that the UK is prepared to support it with boots on the ground and planes in the air, alongside other European allies. He emphasized that any new agreement to support Ukraine must be backed by strength, with each nation contributing in the best way possible by taking responsibility and stepping up its share. Speaking at the London summit yesterday, Starmer said that European leaders had agreed on 4 key steps.
We will keep the military aid flowing and keep increasing the economic pressure on Russia to strengthen Ukraine now. We agreed that any lasting peace must ensure Ukraine's sovereignty and security, and Ukraine must be at the table. In the event of a peace deal, we will keep boosting Ukraine's own defensive capabilities to deter any future invasion. We will go further to develop a coalition of the willing to defend a deal in Ukraine and to guarantee the peace.
Moving on to the world of sports, India defeated New Zealand by 44 runs in the final league match of the ICC Champions Trophy in Dubai last night, setting up a semi-final clash with Australia. We have a report.
After being invited to bat first, India posted 249 for 9, with Shreyas Iyer scoring 79 and Hardik Pandya adding a late 45 runs. In response, the Kiwis were bowled out for 205 in 45.3 overs, with Kane Williamson top scoring with 81 runs. For India, Chakravarti impressed with his first ODI 5-wicket haul, earning him the Player of the Match award. Speaking after the match, Chakravarti revealed that he had learned of his selection a day earlier, giving him valuable time to prepare. However, he acknowledged the challenges of an all-spin strategy which required precise execution.
Being an all-spin attack is also, in certain ways, gives a lot of pressure because there are no much fast bowling options. So you need to hit the money.
With this win, India topped Group A, winning all three of their group stage matches. They will face Australia in the first semi-final in Dubai tomorrow. Meanwhile, New Zealand will take on Group B leader South Africa in second semi-final in Lahore on Wednesday. In football, the Indian Super League clash between East Bengal and Bengaluru FC ended in a 1-1 draw at the Vivekananda Yuba Bharti Kridangan Stadium in Kolkata last night. The result ended playoff hopes for both teams. And in chess, Grandmaster R. Pragyananda and Arvind Chidambaram continue to share the lead in the 2025 Prague Masters after their draw in round 5. Today is a rest day and round 6 will be played tomorrow at 7:30 PM IST with 4 rounds remaining. Nina?
India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast isolated heavy rainfall, snowfall at isolated places over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Himachal Pradesh today. In a bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak at 9:30 PM tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on rising obesity concerns and preventive measures with Dr. Saurav Agastam, Assistant Professor, Department of Cardiology, and Dr. Mala Mandral, dietitian from AIIMS, New Delhi. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask our experts questions about the causes and preventive measures for obesity. To participate, simply dial the telephone number 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 PM onwards tonight. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289094044 or post your questions on X with the hashtag AskAIR. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakkal.
Thank you, Abhishek. 36 million farmers now have digital IDs linked to land records, reports Financial Express. BJP to name new president by mid-March, states the Asian Age. UK-France push for Ukraine peace plan at London summit, says the Tribune. Private lunar lander Blue Ghost touches down on moon with delivery for NASA, reports the Indian Express. Delhi to get more traffic cameras to detect violations going mostly unpunished so far, says Hindustan Times. Delhi government to discuss health infra in assembly, reports the Statesman. And finally, the Times of India citing experts say cycling, jogging for 4 hours per week can shed 30% of liver fat. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to chair a meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sasan Gir in Gujarat on the occasion of World Wildlife Day today. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate workshop on sustainability and circularity in the dairy sector in New Delhi today. BJP-led Delhi government to begin registration process for providing 2,500 rupees per month under Mahila Samriddhi Yojana from the 8th of this month. Zoe Saldana wins Best Supporting Actress Award for Emilia Perez at the 97th Academy Awards. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer outlines 4-point plan for a successful peace deal on Ukraine. And in cricket, India beat New Zealand by 44 runs to top Group A in the Champions Trophy to clash with Australia in the semi-finals. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.